Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. More information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
From the Seattle Jazz Ed Program, it's the Boxwell-Feldman Quintet today. Owen Boxwell on guitar, Ben Feldman at the upright bass, both at Garfield High School. We've got Xander Johns and Elliot Halpern playing saxophones, Sam Clement on drums. They're all at Roosevelt High School. Owen and Ben have been playing together since middle school, and now they're gigging all over town. They're writing a lot of their own music, and you can track them down online at boxnbizjazz.com. We are thrilled to have, once again, from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, the band's mentor, Dan Marcus, on trombone. Let's welcome the Boxwell Feldman Quintet with Dan Marcus. Thank you. Well, Feldman Quintet live in the studios here at KPLU with their mentor Dan Marcus on trombone. It's Owen Boxwell guitar, Ben Feldman at the upright bass, Sam Clement drumming, Xander Johnson, Elliot Halpern playing saxophones. Dan Marcus, tell us about working with the Boxwell Feldman Quintet. How much mentoring did you do with this group? Were they pretty much ready to go?
Yeah, this was unlike we were talking about soccer earlier. This is more like curling, where I just basically had to bring my little broom and sweep a few dust motes out of the way. These guys were already on the track, you know.
Now, as a professional musician working with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and a lot of different bands around town, what does it mean to a professional musician like yourself to have a lot of young kids playing jazz around town, too?
It's great, as long as none of them are trombone players.
Bingo. All right, let's get the band leaders to the microphone. I'd like to talk to Owen and Ben, who actually met before high school back at Hamilton International Middle School, which sounds like quite a hotbed for young jazz talent. I wonder how you guys met and what led you to Seattle Jazz Ed. Ben, go ahead and take a step up to the microphone.
Hi, so we actually met in sixth grade, and at the time we were both playing guitar and we had a rock band together, and then in the summer we both sort of discovered Joe Pass, and that inspired us to start playing jazz and just totally abandoned all that other stuff and went straight into it. And then we started our own band like as soon as seventh grade, and then it started developing through eighth, ninth, and tenth grade, where we are now.
Owen, I'd like to ask you about Seattle Jazz Ed program. All the kids in this band are with high schools who have organized some of the greatest high school jazz bands in the country. What led you guys to work with Seattle Jazz Ed?
Ben and I met Elliot in the summer at this camp, and we met Xander back at Hamilton Middle School, and we found we really liked playing with this group, but we didn't really have any opportunities to, so we turned to Jazz Ed for more opportunities like this to play with this group, because it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you took the opportunity. A question for our saxophone players. We'll ask Elliot and Xander. A lot of kids your age are into pop and rock and heavy metal. What led you guys to jazz? Elliot, are there things still in modern music that inspire the way you play jazz, or are you strictly looking to the great tradition?
You know, it's definitely a little bit of both. I mean, you definitely look back into jazz a lot because it's very inspiring. But you look at a lot of the jazz musicians today, they're combining like elements of hip hop and funk into jazz, and you get stuff like Robert Glasper Experiment, Thundercat, all those guys. So
right on,
it's a lot of fun.
Going along with the movement of jazz into the 21st century, we're gonna hear another tune now from the Boxwell Feldman Quintet. This one, a Horace Silver number called "Moon Rays," live in the studios at KPLU. Take it away, guys.
Thank you.
Boxwell Feldman Quintet with their mentor Dan Marcus on trombone live in the studios here at KPLU. It's Owen Boxwell and Ben Feldman at the guitar and bass, Sam Clement on drums, Xander Johns and Elliot Halpern playing tenor saxophones. Dan Marcus, it's so exciting for me to see high school kids playing in a small combo because I know a lot of opportunities for young players come from big bands, and I wonder if that's your experience from when you started playing. Was it big bands or small groups?
I started out in small combos, and big band came along, stage band. In the Pleistocene when I got started. But I'm seeing a resurgence of the small group thing. I was at Matlock Terrace High last night, and they have broken up their band into combos, which I think is great for focusing on hearing each other and on improvisation. All PLU, my son goes to PLU, and and you know, David Deacon Joyner, he's doing that as well. He's broken his big band up into combos. I think it's a much more effective and realistic way to prepare a musician for a potential career, you know.
Now, I think one of the things as a young person, especially when you get into a small group and there's less places to hide, that first solo when you're improvising on something that's not on sheet music, it's got to be difficult. Do you remember your first solo?
Yeah. My first solo was on Bubble Blower when I was three, but my old man was a musician. And so I started playing bone when I was eight, and when I was nine, when I could, you know, at least figure out which end to blow in, he'd pull me up on stage and he'd say, all right, listen to the first one, play on the second one. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got started, is standing up there being very self-conscious,
yeah,
you know, and listening to the band and hearing it. And so I had pretty excellent ear training from early on. So.
That's a good advantage there. Mm-hmm. Now, we heard from Elliot earlier. Xander, I'd like to ask you kind of a similar question that I just asked Dan about your first solo. And certainly as a teenager, there's a lot of things to be nervous and self-conscious about. Now you get to stand up in front of a bunch of an audience and show them who you are as a person through a solo. Do you remember your first solo?
Yeah, I actually do remember my first solo. And it was through Jazz Ed when I was in the program for 1 year in fifth grade. And it was a written solo that Mr. Nett he'd given me. It was mm-hmm. just a 8-bar thing. And I remember having a ton of fun with it, actually. Yeah.
Fantastic. A good first solo. I want to ask a question to Ben Feldman about the business of jazz. This band, the Boxwell Feldman Group, gets some gigs. Tell us about what you've learned about the business of music, about booking shows and things like that.
I've learned that persistence is really important. So just emailing places many times with recordings of our group and, you know, trying to, like, market ourselves as something that will help their venue, like, and add to it in some way. And just emailing a bunch of places and going to the places and talking to them, that's what's gotten us the gigs. So
fantastic. And I know SeattleJazzEd.org has a place you can go to hire a combo from the Seattle Jazz Ed school and community. So that's a great resource as well.
There too.
All right, fantastic. One more question for Owen. I wanted to talk about writing music. This next one is an Owen Boxwell original called Mojave. Tell us about what inspires you to write and how you came up with this tune.
Well, in terms of inspiration, it really depends on the tune. I'm not very good at, like, talking about it, putting into words. This particular tune was written, it's a geographical tune, because I wrote it based off a desert. This last spring break, my family went to California, and we passed by a lot of desert terrains, and this song was just trying to express what I saw into music, I guess. But again, it depends on the song.
Let's hear Mojave from the Boxwell Feldman Quintet. We'll be right back. The Boxwell Feldman Quintet with their mentor Dan Marcus on trombone. I can't thank you guys enough. This is just what I needed today, so thanks so much. Owen Boxwell on guitar, Ben Feldman at the bass, both of Garfield High, Xander Johns and Elliot Halpern on saxophone, Sam Clement drumming. We didn't get you on mic, Sam. Tasty, colorful stuff on two ride cymbals back there. Tasty. Thank you so much for being here, all of you guys. You can find the band at Boxley's in North Bend tomorrow night and again at Stoneway Cafe on Black Friday, the 27th of November. The next gig for the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is the Sacred Music Concert of Duke Ellington. That's at Town Hall the day after Christmas. And check out seattlejazzed.org as well as boxnbizjazz.com for more info on the Boxwell Feldman Quintet. Thanks to all the members of the Leadership Circle and everybody at KPLU who spent their hard-earned money to support this station. This is the kind of stuff that we're most proud to bring you with your support. I'd also like to thank our School of Jazz sponsors, Integrated Family Law, Half Price Books, and Beacon Plumbing. Thank you very much for listening. We'll send it back now to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on KPLU.
Thanks, Ed.